Welcome to Connecting the Dots, a podcast that inspires you to create a grander and richer life by simply tweaking the way you think. My name is Natoya Campbell from TheBizChick.com, and I'm dishing out everything you need to achieve your goals faster, live a life of purpose, and make more money doing what you love. This week's episode is brought to you by The Biz Chick Lab. If you're looking to start and protect your business, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, The Biz Chick Lab offers a monthly membership that will help you protect your business with less stress and prevent costly legal mistakes. Now is the time to get enrolled, so don't miss out. Go to thebizchick.com/shop, that's thebizchick.com/shop, to get started right now. Hey, this is your girl Natoya, and you're tuned in to Connecting the Dots podcast. Today's episode is like the cornerstone of how I live and what allows me to approach things the way I do. So we're going to talk about FAIR, the fear of failure, and how you can move past it quicker and get back on track to achieving your goals. Let's get right to it. Everyone experiences fear. It's actually normal. Nothing is wrong with being scared. However, it becomes a problem when you allow that fear to stop you. So what should you do when you're scared? Well, I picked up some great advice from a magazine that I read last month. It says, do it scared. Yeah, you heard me right. It said, do it scared. And not only should you do it scared, but you should not allow the fear to control you, your emotions, or your actions. And I totally agree with that. Because here's the truth. There's no trick, tip, or even strategy capable of preventing you from failing. If any at all you want to be successful at anything, you're gonna fail first. Why? Because you can't know everything before you start. So with that said, it doesn't have to take you forever to recover if things don't work out at first. You can actually lessen the time it takes to get back in the game. Now, a valuable tip combined with some good old hard work can get you from failure to I'm ready to go back again in a very short time. It's important to note, though, that if you don't have a way to reprogram your mind to overcome fear, you will never be successful at anything in life. But here's the good news. I have 5 tips that I'll be giving you today to help you get back on your feet, stand firm and ready to go after a failure in no time. So here's the first tip. Tip number 1, adjust how you see failure. Before you can get into any action, you first need to change what failure means to you. Will it mean that whatever you have to overcome is so big that you don't see a way past it? Or will it mean that whatever you're going through is just a bump in the road and you can get over it and move on? The trap many people fall into is that once they fail, even if it's on their first attempt, they think they're a lost cause. And if you believe that you're a lost cause, there is no way that you'll be able to get back up, much less try again. So it's important that you first make that adjustment to your thinking. Because whether or not you believe it, more than 50% of the time, you're going to fail until you find that one thing or that one process that actually works. Tip number 2. If it didn't work, kick it to the curb. When you try something and it doesn't work, don't get hung up on the fact that it didn't work. Let go and move on. I learned a valuable gem as I was evolving into who I am today, which I'll share with you now, and that is to marry the process, not the outcome. Now, when you adapt that concept, it reframes your mind like this. If I get the outcome I desire, great. If I don't, then I just need to figure out why it didn't work. Because you're focused on the process, even though the outcome is not what you desire, the negative emotion that would usually come from being attached to the result will not be there. Negative emotions are usually what keeps you from moving forward. So if they're not present, then taking another shot at your goal happens way quicker and much, much easier. Now, tip number three, start small, then build momentum. If small is what you can do, then start small. If you can do more, then kudos to you. But the key is to start, and not only start, but being consistent. Why? Consistency is what builds momentum. I've always been fascinated with rock climbing. Don't think I'll do it though, but I like watching how they approach climbing. Their goal is to get to the top, but their fundamental focus throughout the journey is to position their hands and feet correctly each time. And even though the distance between their hands and feet from one position to the next is short, consistency and momentum is what takes them to the top. Now, tip number four is my favorite. This is when you tap into your creative rhythm. The creative process is unpredictable, it's mysterious, but it is very, very, very effective. When you find ways to kickstart your imagination, your creativity also increases. Now, the creative process is unique to each person. For some people, it's painting, drawing, reading. But for me, it's watching cartoons. Now, that may seem like a very weird thing to do, but it never fails in freeing up the flow of new ideas and approaches. It causes me to think outside the box, especially when it comes to finding a solution to a challenging situation. Now, why I love cartoons so much is that it uses a fun, playful approach to problem solving. And what that does for me is to add to the wealth of raw materials and the creative ways that my brain can use to generate new ideas and new solutions. And the last tip, tip number five, find a mentor. Isaac Newton says, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." Now, the path to least resistance is when you have a mentor. You may not have less obstacles or challenges, but with a mentor, you're able to maneuver these challenges way quicker than if you were doing it on your own. I'm sure you've heard the saying that says, you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. We become our influences, and we think like and become like the people we surround ourselves with. What I'd like for you to do, or for you to think of, is where in your life you can hire a mentor to accelerate your learning curve, which will save you a great deal of time and tons of mistakes. So, now that you know how to bounce back from failure, which is just half the battle, because knowledge that's not put into practice is wasted. On their own, none of these tips will catapult you to instant success, but little by little, they will get you moving again. So now that you have the knowledge, it's time to get to work. But before we get out of here, I gotta hit you with one last thing. What we fear is what we don't know. The moment we become aware, fear subsides. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening and following along. If you like this episode, please download, leave a comment, and share it with a friend. For notes and more information, check out thebizchick.com. See you on the next episode.